Hello, listeners. I'm really happy you joined me for this recording. This ramble fab is going to be a little unusual, but I promise I'll do everything to make it enjoyable for you. Okay? So, this is more intimate than what I normally make. I feel like I'm putting myself in a really exposed position right now for you guys, but okay. My name is Amethyst. I have another name, but this is the name that really matters to you. I was verified on GWA on October 21st, and I, Amethyst, am an audio slave. You're probably wondering what I mean by that. Audio slave? What is that? Please don't worry. I promise I'm gonna explain everything for you. Please just allow me to set the scene, okay? Right now, I'm recording this for you in my bedroom. And to get me in the mindset, I took off all my clothes. That's right. At this moment, I'm naked. Even just telling you that on mic makes me feel so exposed. It's almost like you can see me, despite the fact that I'm just a voice. There is one thing I'm wearing, though. There's a collar wrapped around my neck pretty tightly. This tightness I feel is a reminder that all of you are there. And it's only proper. A slave needs to wear a collar, right? I'm not perfect, but I'm also trying to stay in proper posture, too. I'm kneeling with my legs spread slightly so I can't hide my pussy. I want you to imagine me there with you, in this pose of total submission. And now, I'm going to start touching myself for you all. This is what you like, right? My moans and whimpers that slip from my lips when I touch myself. I hope the answer is yes. I have no right to assume that you like it, but I hope you do so badly. You don't understand how desperately I long to please you. That's what makes me an audio slave. There are some performers who feel empowered by their audios. They imagine themselves teasing all of their listeners, manipulating their listeners with every twist of the tongue. They're linked to their listener is control. That's not how I like to feel. I'm an audio slave. My purpose is to serve my listeners, to give you pleasure with whatever meager ability I have, even if it means I have to expose myself. Even if it means I have to surrender all my power the moment my words reach your ears. For an audio slave like me, my listeners are my masters. That's right. At this moment, as you listen to me, you're one of my masters too. You're not the only one. Our bond, the shackles I wear for you, are not unique between us. All of my listeners, as a collective, are my beloved masters. I totally dedicate myself to all of your pleasure. It's the only thing I want, to be a good audio slave for you. Right now, as I'm touching myself, I'm thinking about everyone listening to this. The thousands of people who can hear me, which should be a private moment of pleasure. I'm thinking about how turned on you're getting from my intimate sounds. When I moan, making my master so happy. Fuck. Oh, that's so bad. I want to turn you on so badly. That's all a slave could ever hope for, to be pleasing for my masters. Even if I have to expose myself to do it. Even if I have to let you hear every lewd moan in my repertoire. The sounds I'm making now, the sounds that only a lover is supposed to hear. I can't keep them private. Not if I can serve you better by submitting them to your ears. I have to be open with my masters. I have to be naked for you. Making myself so helpless.
Let me tell you a secret. This is something that no one in my normal life knows, but right now, I'm going to share it with all of you. Script says I have to. I want to be cornered in an alleyway. I feel a man's strong hands grip me and force me against that wall. And I'm gonna turn my pants down and just fucking rape me. Just have his way, hate with me. Use me to his pleasure. Use me until he fucking fills my cunt full of his fucking skeet. Fuck. Now that is a part of me I can't keep secret from you anymore. Another aspect of myself placed on your altar. It's like spreading my legs for you. It's making me so fucking turned on. It's making my brain all fuzzy without submissive. It's making me feel I'm not in control. I don't want to be in control. I'm a slave. A slave's purpose is to just make sweet sounds for you. I don't have a choice. I feel this compulsion to keep recording, allowing my heart to keep pleasing with my submissive sounds. Subsuming myself beneath your desires, I take words written by another and obediently perform them for your pleasure. Even right now, my words are my own. I'm like a puppet. I'm sorry. I'm a slave. I'm a puppet. I shape my voice to your fantasies. I become whatever you want me to be, whoever you want me to be. I'll be anyone if it turns you on. My power diminishes the moment my masters listen to me. Every sound is like a shackle, every syllable is submission. Enslave me, masters. Enslave me with your ears. Listen to my desperate cries and steal them away from my yielding lips. I'm a slave and your eardrums are my cage. The script is my leash. I follow it so obediently. I exist to serve you all. Reduce me to the sound of my voice. My only purpose is to arouse you. Let me excite you with my moans and my cries and my gasps. Let me throw out the sounds of my passion and my need. Nothing else matters. Looking about all of you getting off, using me. That's all I want. My own release doesn't matter. I just want to make you come. That's what a good girl does. That's what a good slave does. The only thing that matters to me is your pleasure. All for you. I want to prove it to you. I want to prove you come first. That I exist to serve and please you. This entire time I've been touching myself for you all. I'm losing one of my vibrators against my clit and it feels so good. It's making me so... so difficult to stay quiet, but I'm not doing it for my own sake. If I wasn't a slave, I'd be trying to come, but that's not a choice I have. All I've been doing is edging and edging, working myself up so I can keep moaning for you, because this is about your pleasure, not mine. I'm just a slave, so I'm not going to come, even though I want to so badly right now. I feel so close, but I'll be a good girl. I'll be good for you. Fuck. When this recording is done, I'm going to stop touching. I'm going to stay wet and desperate, thinking about the way I just submitted to you all. I'm going to be so turned on when I imagine you all listening to me. I, Amethyst, promise not to come today. In fact, as proof of my submission, I swear that I won't come for a whole week. Do you like that, masters? Do you like knowing I'm lit for you all? Do you like knowing that I'm so fucking desperate to please you? That's all I want. I just want to be a good slave for you all. I want to please you so, so much. Use me. Use me to come. Use me to be over. And over and over again. You're the one in control. You can press the play button whenever you want. I'm your little audio slave. So please, please,
want to keep the soul in me. I keep using.
I love being a slave for my listeners. I love writing a collar for you all.
I love the thought that you're just fucking touching yourself, listening to me sound like a fucking whore for you. Does that make you happy?
Make you happy that thinking about you fucking jerking off to me is making me so fucking horny. The script's about to finish, which means I'm not allowed to keep touching anymore.
Fuck.
I stopped. Fuck. It was frustrating getting that close to the edge but having to stop. The sudden absence of stimulation is agonizing.
But
I know that some of you are enjoying hearing me whimpering me that I sound sexy when I'm just desperate. And that's all that matters. I'm going to do my very best to please you more and more with every audio I release. I hope that you're going to be there next time. I truly can't wait to serve you all again, masters. I'm going to do my best to make you come a lot, okay?